Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
Kick it off and go with Terry. Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. How can I help?
Well, I have a two-part question.
All right.
Because I have a couple of children with issues. Number one, my daughter, she's 21 now. Mm-hmm. And from the age of 14 up to now, she had a number of serious health issues. And also, along with the physical health issues, she's had a lot of anxiety and depression. I had trouble getting her to go to school. She just was very, very anxious. Thank God she's overcome that through the school. Now she's going to college, but she still battles it. The health issues she's had is she's always had stomach pain. She has a distended stomach. It's puffy. She overcome meningitis. She has overcome pneumonia. When she was 18, she had ventricular tachycardia, elevated heart rate, and she had ablation for that, which took care of that. Also, at one time in between there, she tested positive for Lyme, but then they redid the test and said it was negative. At one time, they also thought she had lupus, and she was tested for that, and they just found that she was very low in vitamin D. So through all these health issues and the anxiety and depression, she took interest in the body, and she's trying to go into nursing, but she loves it, but she finds herself getting anxious, getting those anxiety feelings again, and it seems almost at the same time that she gets the anxiety and shuts down, her body gets sick also.
Okay. So
there's a lot going on there, I know.
There's a lot. Yeah, there is. There is. But now, the anxiety, would you say she deals more with anxiety or more with depression over it?
More with anxiety. There's okay. times that she used to have very bad anxiety attacks, with she would have trouble with work because she has a wonderful nature. She wants to please everybody, and when she doesn't please everybody,
bothers her.
It bothers her. She gets rapid heartbeat. She feels like she can't breathe. She hyperventilates. And she just has this horrible anxiety attack and then sleeps for a whole day afterwards.
Okay. And has she been that way? Has she had help with that? I mean, does she know that's something that
yes,
she has to work on?
She has. She takes Cymbalta. And she's been on a number of medications, which I always had the feeling that are not the best for her. They've had her on clonidine for a while, but
hold on a minute. Let me just say something real quick, Terry.
Sure.
See, I understand that she's been taking the medications, but that's just a Band-Aid. I mean, her core issue is the need that she has or the expectation that she has to please people.
Right.
So no medicine is going to change that. That's her core issue.
And you know,
so what is she doing? What
too.
Is she doing? What is she doing to work on that? Has she gotten with a counselor? Has she got some with someone that can work through that kind of thing with her?
She has. She's had a number of counselors, and they gave her different tools to work with when she feels that way, to tell herself she's in control. They had one with tapping methods, one to visualizing methods. She's had that, and she feels like she's using those methods now, which she's really come a long way. But it's
okay.
The,
all right.
It's just I'm wondering if there's something in her body that's lacking. That's causing it, like a lack of chemical balance or something.
Yeah, there is.
Minerals.
Well, it's not so much vitamins or minerals. Well, it is vitamins and minerals, but it's a combination of things. That when you're dealing with neurotransmitters, which are what they're called, and that's what those medications, Cymbalta and those, are actually going after. They're actually working on certain neurotransmitters. Anxiety tends to lean itself more. Well, let's talk about this real quick just so I can explain what those are. There's four main neurotransmitters or brain chemicals that we deal with in our body, okay? And those are the ones that most of the medications go after. There's GABA, serotonin, dopamine, and acetylcholine. And they all function in different ways in the body. And for her, she's dealing with a couple things. I know she's dealing with anxiety, but she's also probably dealing with a little bit of depression as well. And that's where serotonin comes into play for the depression part. But the anxiety has to do with GABA. Now, one's an excitatory neurotransmitter, means it makes you feel good, which is the serotonin. That's why when you balance somebody's serotonin, they feel depressed, they actually feel good again. And people notice when they take the SSRIs, some of the antidepressant medication, that fairly, I mean, it takes several days to kind of get your system into work, but all of a sudden they start feeling better. And things start to lift, and the world looks better again. It's a happy place again. And that's why that happens. But there are certain deficiencies that cause that to happen. So the medications are good for the short term. But if you don't get to the root cause of the issue of why things began to change or begin to shift in her, then that's why I suggested going to counseling and making sure that she has some kind of life strategy to make sure that she doesn't feel like she has to please people all the time. Because that in itself would drive anybody to be depressed and have anxiety, because you're never going to please people completely. You're just not. People have high expectations, and she's never going to get to that place where she's doing that. She can't live like that. So anyway, let's talk about GABA. GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, and what you want to do for GABA is, when GABA levels get low, it means that your body doesn't chill out very well. When you keep your GABA levels up, then the body can chill out. It can relax. And a lot of people that struggle with anxiety, that's what they're dealing with. There's certain foods that you want to avoid. Now, I talk about a lot about foods to eat, but these are foods you want to avoid because they can mess up your GABA levels. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, those are the main nuts. Then cheese, oats, barley, wheat, and rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. All of those foods you need to avoid. Some supplements that will help: L-theanine and L-tarine. Both of those are amino acids. Now, let's talk about serotonin for just a second. Now, I know I'm throwing out a lot of things, but these are things that are very important to follow. Just encourage her and empower her that she doesn't have to stay the way that she is. Life can change for her, and her outlooks can change, too. But she has to start working on the body chemistry. Get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, the one that's in my book, Empowering Your Health. That is going to be a big key for her as well. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. 80% of the health challenges we face today are what? They're diet and lifestyle related. They're not genetic. We don't have to be our genetics. 15 to 20% are genetics when you're dealing with health challenges. So know this, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, you can lifestyle your way out and get well.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Call now, 888-283. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to the show that's diagnosing hope one caller at a time. Going to the break, talking with Evie, and Evie's been dealing with thyroid condition. And you said your mom dealt with it, right? And you did, too, and had the radioactive iodine done. And so you've been taking Synthroid, I think, for years, right? And now you're looking into the desiccated thyroid, wanting to know if it's even better. Or if it can sustain the thyroid function, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. My answer to you is yes. Now, to catch 22, because if you've had the thyroid removed or if you've had it pretty much killed or destroyed, which is what the radioactive iodine does, then the desiccated can function, but you really got to stay on top of the numbers. Now, the whole thing about the blood work not being very valid for the thyroid, I completely disagree with that. I really do. Thyroid numbers... And blood work, it's been the gold standard. And I know that I've seen potential research and that sort of thing about it. It still is, though. It's a valid test. It works very well. And you have to base a lot on symptoms, too. Now, you're in a different category. If somebody had their thyroid and they were hyper or hypo, then that would be a different animal. But with you, I think it's beneficial. But do I think the desiccated can help? Here's what I think the desiccated can do for you. In your case, what microgram are you taking right now?
0.1.
0.1, okay.
And my mother's on 0.88.
Right.
She's 94. She'll be 95. And
95. You got good genes going there with you. So,
yes.
So my thought to you is this, that the desiccated, I believe, can help because of the way that it operates in the body. But now, will that keep you from having to take medication completely? Don't know, because everybody's different. It's one of those things where you have to just walk through that yourself and have someone work with you, a physician work with you, by taking the desiccated thyroid. But it is helpful. I mean, that's basically what Armour was before they took it off the market. It was basically, Armour thyroid was basically a desiccated pig thyroid. That's what it was.
Why was it removed from the market?
I don't know. I haven't seen any research on that of why. It was removed, but it was removed, I believe, toward the end of last year. And I know a lot of people are having a real issue with it because many people did very well with it. They didn't do very well with Synthroid and Levothyroxine, but they did well with the Armour. So they're again, they pulled it, and I haven't seen the research on that, but I will research it because I've had a lot of questions on that. Maybe I'll do an article on it here on the show here coming up soon because it is a hot topic right now, and they're trying to come up with replacements. I do know they're working on that, but I did think there was something health-related with it, that it was causing some symptoms and side effects, and that's why they pulled it. So the one thing you want to realize is that with the desiccated, I think is helpful, but I think more than that are some of the basic cofactors that work with thyroid function, like L-tyrosine. That's a real big one, and organic iodine. Iodine's really important. You think, well, I just had it, you know, radioactive iodine done to my thyroid. It's just totally different. The organic iodine that your body needs, that the thyroid needs, but the body needs it too, because women need iodine for your breast tissue and also for your ovaries. And so you just don't get iodine in our diet much at all, not even with table salt, barely in there. And it's not enough to make a real difference in your health. So that's what I would encourage you to do. Get some iodine and see how much you need. Typically it's about 450 micrograms a day for a woman. You can handle that easily and not be worried about any kind of toxicity or anything like that. So the little self-test you can do is real easy. You put a drop of iodine on your skin, it'll turn yellow. And if it disappears within 3 hours, then you know you're lacking organic iodine in the body. And that is very common with women. It can help the thyroid pathways that you're working on. So that can enhance the desiccated, and it also can enhance the zinc. But the medication, it's not that's a bad thing. When you have that done to your thyroid, you're looking at taking that. It's just finding the one that works for you, that works best with your body chemistry. Now, the other question you had for me was what?
Oh, well, I was asking about the connection with the cognitive loss. As well.
With thyroid and cognitive loss. Okay. Has that been dramatic for you?
Not for me, no.
For your mother?
Yes.
Yeah. cognitive loss that she's dealing with comes with age. It also comes with acetylcholine. Now, acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter. It's a brain chemical. And to get that balanced out, there's a couple things you want to do. You want to make sure, I mean, she's 95. At the end of the day, she's having a great life. But to keep her cognitive function as strong as we can, she wants to maintain good acetylcholine levels. And she wants to eat plenty of eggs, of course, whole organic eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. All of those are great foods that will maintain and keep acetylcholine levels balanced. And there's some supplements that will help her. Now, galantamine is known as a supplement here in the United States. In other countries, it's considered a medication. It works very well, and it helps balance acetylcholine levels. Also, vitamin B5 and phosphatidylcholine. All of those will help balance and help with cognitive function. Regardless of the loss of her thyroid, it will still help balance things out, Evie. So I will get started with that, and nothing's going to change until the diet changes too. Remember, that's the baseline for everything that I talk about, because food's our best medicine. Now, medications and different therapies work well, but until you get a person's lifestyle changes corrected, nothing else is going to fall into line, because it's our lifestyle choices that, for the most part, got us into the situations that we're in. So if we can change those, then it can change our lifestyle, and it can change our lives and our health radically, and that's what we're looking for. Thanks for the call, and let me know how things go with you. Stay in touch. Email me at drasa.com. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Melissa, actually from Arizona, she writes, I'm 35, and my iron levels keep dropping drastically. What do you think this has? Is it my age? No, you need to get a blood test done and have them check your ferritin levels. Ferritin is like the storage tank for iron. And we can have plenty of iron in our body, no problem. But if you don't utilize that iron, that's when it becomes a real challenge and your tissues can't be supported. So you want to get your ferritin levels checked. Keep your ferritin levels up around 100, so usually a good number. You can increase ferritin by using high levels of vitamin C that contains minerals. It's called a buffered pH vitamin C. 888-283-7272.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach. By now, you've heard the benefits of American Pharmacy. They custom formulate your own medications based on your own individual needs and ship them right to your door. But what do their customers say? Here's Richard, a big fan of the natural compounding cream they customized for him at American Pharmacy.
I've got bad rheumatoid arthritis. After I got it and I tried it, this is the best stuff I've ever seen. I stopped hurting. All my pain was gone. I stopped hurting from the moment I put it on. It was like a miracle. I just never thought anything could be that good. It really surprised me.
Let the experts at American Pharmacy customize your own medications just for you with unbeatable prices. Just like Richard, call 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695. All insurance is accepted, including Medicare and Medicaid. Find American Pharmacy online at AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. That's AmericanPharmacyCompany.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Exercise, something that I think many Americans struggle with. It's something that we all say, oh, you need to exercise. Personal trainers, different people in the health industry will talk about exercise. Your doctor will tell you all day long to exercise. But at the end of the day, I think it's one of the toughest lifestyle changes for people to make. People can change how they eat, and they may do a diet for a month, or they may start taking supplements, or they may sleep more, or they may drink more water every single day and kick out the sodas, whatever it might be. But boy, when you start talking about exercise, it's one of those areas that people really struggle with. And I want to encourage you, if you struggle with exercise right now, you need to realize that the body was designed to move. And unless you're extremely physically active all day long with whatever job you have, then at least 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week is very, very important. Your body needs it. Matter of fact, one of the worst things you can do is sit all day. So if you are sitting all day at work, it's important to get up about every 45 minutes for about 5 minutes. I know it's tough because obviously their boss is not going to be real excited about that, but that's for optimal health and not getting your spine stressed out and not creating low back pain, which is about 90% of Americans deal with low back pain, by the way, at some point in their life. And to avoid that, it's one of the best things you can do is to stay, get mobile. So 30 minutes a day, no matter what your lifestyle is,
is a great thing to shoot for. Now, it doesn't matter. It may be racquetball. It may be playing tennis. It may be walking, riding a bike, exercising with weights. Whatever it is, find something you enjoy to do and make a habit of it. And after about 21 days, really, you'll be used to it. I've been exercising for so long myself. It's been a long time. But, I mean, for me not to exercise, I haven't missed a day of working out or exercising in, I don't even want to tell you how many years. But I don't miss. Rain, sleet, snow, it doesn't matter. If I get sick, if I have a cold, which is rare, whatever. I can remember times just pushing through no matter what. Why? Because it's a part of my life. It's what I normally do, and it keeps me healthy. I really believe it's one of the top reasons that my immune system stays as strong as it does, and I go as hard as I do so long. People always wonder how I have so much energy to be able to go all day long. And I think that's really one of the key ingredients that has always been in my lifestyle is exercise. And for me, it's weight training and mountain biking. Those are two things that I love to do. And there's my cardio activity. And then, of course, getting in the gym and really going at it. Something I've been doing for a very long time. It keeps me in shape and keeps all the, you know, it's just one of those things I love to do. So find something you enjoy 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. That is my mantra, and I believe out of all the research and study that I've done through the years, that really, that's what it comes down to. Now, you can get really good workouts in 10 minutes of high-intensity working out. It'll produce growth hormone, testosterone for you guys. You can get great workouts in a short period of time. Once you get to a certain level that you've kind of conditioned your body at that level, I still think 30 minutes is a good time frame to get in and begin to condition the muscles or whatever activity you enjoy doing and do it very well. So a couple of things to think about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Exercise, like we're talking about, that an article come out and it's talking about sleep and nighttime breathing troubles. So we know that exercise is good for our heart. We know that exercise is good all the way around. But it's very important for sleep, too. And I'm a big fan of not exercising too close to your bedtime. I think it raises cortisol too much, and I think it's going to messes with the natural sleep cycle that people attempt to get in. So three new studies show that people who are more physically active sleep longer and more deeply than those who are sedentary. For adults with sleep apnea, a condition that stresses the heart and repeatedly interrupts sleep when breathing briefly slows or stops, an exercise program that combined brisk walking and weight training cut the severity of the disorder by 25%. That's a big deal. And the most compelling point of the research was that in 25% reduction that was achieved without any reduction in body weight, says study researcher Christopher Klein. He's a PhD, he's a postdoctoral scholar in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh School of Sleep Medicine. Being overweight is a well-known risk factor for sleep apnea, and previous studies have shown that losing weight may improve the condition. For a 25% reduction, they say, due to weight loss, you actually need to lose about 10% of your body weight, Klein says. For study participants who weighed an average more than 220 pounds, they found that for those 22 pounds that they lost, the same benefit was found through exercise. So interesting when you look at that. He said, I think the studies, one, are very important because they need to have many options for treating sleep apnea that we can get. But a cardiologist recently said that sleep apnea from Mayo Clinic, said he was involved in the research. He says studies have shown that sleep apnea increases blood pressure, which it does. Sleep apnea also has been linked to higher risk of cardiovascular problems, including strokes, heart attacks, heart failure, and fluttering heartbeats called arrhythmias. So it is. It makes a big difference. And when you're sleep deprived and don't exercise, they too go hand in hand. And really, sleep is one of our greatest tools that we have to regenerate our body, to help our cells repair and regenerate, for our body to be able to combat the daily stressors that we have. And that's why not getting sleep is so stressful on the body, so difficult, so hard on it. And so exercising can play a key role. Even, here is a little trick of the trade, even if you're only sleeping 4 hours a night, let's say you take Ambien, and let's say you're stressed out to the max, let's say you're taking antidepressants, and let's say you're taking all these medications and you just can't sleep. The first question I would ask you would be, do you exercise? And the reason I would is because this study right here is showing that a 25% reduction or a 25% improvement of your sleep patterns, going deeper into sleep, a deeper REM stage of sleep. They're showing that. They're proving that. And that's why, regardless of what how stressed out you are, how many pharmaceuticals you're taking, how long you've been dealing with this. Talk to your doctor. I challenge you to ask them about exercise. They may not know about this study, but I guarantee you, just from their common sense and what they've studied, they'll be able to tell you that, yes, exercise is going to help you with your sleep. And so it is one of the toughest habits to break and one of the toughest habits to change. But if you do change and you do make the decision, that you make that radical shift in your thinking because you want to get well, stay well, live well, you want a different life than what you're living right now, if you make that radical shift in your mind, you will see the benefits. And so many people do every single day, but you have to be willing to. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, you can call in right now. Lines are open. Also, check us on the web. Let's go to Melinda. Hi, Melinda.
Hi. Yes, I wanted to find out. I recently had a test to check the my liver enzymes. I had the AST and the ALT. And they didn't have time to explain it to me when they called me with the results. But the ALT was 84 and the AST was 64. And I don't understand any of it.
Did they tell you that they weren't concerned about it?
No, they want me to have a hepatitis blood test, and they want me to have an ultrasound of my liver or my abdomen so they can check the liver. Because I was on Imuran for psoriatic arthritis, and they had to cut me off because they wanted me to stay off there for 2 weeks, have some blood work, and then go back on it. And I never did the blood work. I forgot. But I stayed off of it for almost 2 months. And they said they don't know why the ALT is up to 84. They said it's gone up by 22 points.
Yeah, it could be several factors. Just so you know, the AST and the ALT, the transaminases, I mean, those are the two kind of foundational tests to check on the overall health of the liver. And it gives you a good range, and it tells you, it gives you clues. And then, of course, if the numbers are up like they are now, they'll start digging a little bit deeper to look for disease processes such as hepatitis. So, yeah, that's very standard. Now, outside of taking the medication for the psoriatic arthritis, have you ever had any issues with the liver before?
No, I've never had anything wrong. It's just always being on the Imuran has always brought up my liver enzymes, so they've decreased it or they've cut me off for a time, and things were okay. But then now they asked me how long I hadn't been taking it for, and I said 2 months, and they said that there's no reason why it should go up to 84 like it is.
Yeah, okay. Well, if there is some type of infection going on, that could potentially do it. And the medication potentially could have raised it, which is why they pulled you off of it. I mean, it's very possible. A lot of those medications can be very, I don't want to say toxic, but they can be a little bit hard on the liver, if you will. And that's why they monitor your enzymes, and that's why they do blood work on a regular basis, is to make sure that nothing's affecting valuable organs like the liver and that sort of thing. So I wouldn't be overly concerned yet. Because the liver enzymes can bump up. Do you drink alcohol at all?
No. No, I don't drink anything like that.
Okay. And you're what age?
I'm 52.
52. So you're still a spring chicken.
And, yes, I am.
And so you are, and you've got a lot of living left to do.
Oh, yes, so. I do. And to have this problem with my liver, I asked him if it could be something serious, like damage to the liver, and my rheumatologist doesn't think there's damage to the liver at all. They just don't know what it is.
Yeah, let them do the test. They'll find it out. I wouldn't worry too much. The liver enzymes can bump up like that, especially when you're taking medications. And it could be an infection, but they'll be able to rule that out easily by doing those extra blood tests. In the meantime, make sure you're making really good lifestyle choices. If I can give you a strand of hope in this, once you see the body start to break down, for whatever reason it is, infection, disease, stress, whatever it is, you realize this, that it's taking some time for the body to get to that point. And the body doesn't just start breaking down out of nowhere. The body gives you clues or first symptom. Now, I know you're not experiencing a symptom. You had blood work done. But this should be a good indication and a good clue that there are some factors happening in there, maybe that's happened over time. But the good news is, if the body can get sick many times, it can get well. And I want to encourage you to look for those answers and to get the extra blood work. But the one thing you don't want to do in this is worry.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Do you know how much time Americans are spending now watching TV? It's unbelievable. It really is. The average American, they say now, spends an average of 5 hours watching television every single day. 5 hours. In Australia and European countries, 3.5 hours. So what does that tell you? This is from the Harvard School of Public Health. That's a lot of time. If we spend as much time studying and reading and exercising as we did watching television, imagine where our health would be, where our mental health would be, how strong our minds would be. It'd be incredible. So it's something to think about. When average American watches that many hours of television, it's very non-productive. It causes a lot of what we call sedentary lifestyle. And I really want to encourage you, if you're watching TV like that, and it's going to accumulate over time, and it will be detrimental to your health. And the message is simple, though. They're saying, an article came out, it says, cutting back on TV is an important way to reduce sedentary behaviors. Well, duh. And decrease risk of diabetes and heart disease. And this is from Frank Hugh, who is a researcher at Harvard. And he said, the combination of a sedentary lifestyle, unhealthy diet, and obesity creates a perfect breeding ground for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. This is not the first study to associate TV time with ill effects. Many studies have found that a strong link to obesity, and one 2007 report that found that more TV time was associated with higher blood pressure in obese children. Another study in the same year found the overweight children who watch food advertisements tend to double their food intake. And for the new study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, Hugh and his team reviewed 8 studies examining the link between television time and diseases, and the total followed more than 200,000 people for an average of 7 to 10 years. Hugh and his colleagues found that for every 2 hours of daily television that people watch, their risk of diabetes increased by 20% and their risk of heart disease by 15%. Each 2 hours of television per day increased the risk of dying by 13%. So think about this. Every 2 hours of television that you watch, so you sit down for 2 hours and watch television, you're increasing your risk of dying, cutting your lifespan short by 13%. So that means for every hour that you sit down and watch American Idol, you're cutting out your lifespan by 7%. At least that's a good show to watch if you're going to do it, right? So choose your, at least TiVo things, so you can take an hour show and condense it down to 30 minutes. Whatever you have to do, that's a big percent. 13%? Unbelievable. But we're seeing it every single day, and it's not changing. It's not going anywhere. I mean, unfortunately, people are not going to change their activity with television. And based on these results, Hugh and his team estimated that among a group of 100,000 people, reducing daily television by 2 hours could prevent 176 new cases of diabetes, 38 cases of fatal cardiac disease, and 104 premature deaths. So obviously, we're in a world where television is key. But at the end of the day, you have to make your own decision. I mean, for me, I hardly ever watch television. I'm just not into it. I got way too much going on. Plus, I'm on the radio 3 hours every night when most people are watching television. And then, of course, I'm working during the day like everybody else, seeing patients and taking care of folks and doing all of that. So keep an eye on it, especially for the kids. Parents, remember, kids don't do what you say. They do what you do. So if you come home from work and you're glued to the television for 3 and 4 hours, and you're wondering why they are sitting there watching television, you can't get mad at them because that's what you're doing. So maybe take that time and invest in your kids. Invest in them more. Help them with homework. Spend time talking with them more than just at the kitchen table. Invest in their lives. It'll make a difference. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going now to Lynn. Hi, Lynn.
Hello. I have some digestive issues, and I was hoping maybe you could give me some insight. It started about 4 years ago when I had all kinds of tests. I was very ill, put in the hospital. They had no idea what was going on, and scratched their head after all these tests. And I found a holistic doctor, and right away he did some tests and determined that I had too much bad bacteria in my gut and not enough good. Mm-hmm. And so I did several different things for like 3 months, and things seemed to clear up. And I'm starting with things again, and they've progressively gotten worse. And in different areas, I have a whole lot of problems with my colon. I do not digest proteins well, so I really don't eat meat. It's very rare that I do. But I've noticed lately that I developed earlier this year a pretty bad yeast problem in my system that has caused a lot of problems. I think that's under control right now. But I also have a thyroid issue that I think most of this is coming from. At least that's what I've been told.
Okay, so the digestive issue, though, is your main concern, right? And have you been taking anything for, like, probiotics? Has that doctor been helping you rebuild the bacterial flora?
I recently have increased digestive enzymes, which seems to have helped somewhat.
Mm-hmm. Have you been taking the probiotics?
Yes, I do take a probiotic as well.
Okay, that's great. Now, a couple of things just to note on that. If your doctor hasn't maybe implemented some of this, but there's a lot of natural things you can do to clear out yeast, fungus, bacteria, all of those sorts of things. And black walnut, wormwood, both of those are really good. You might want to talk to him about that, because if they're from more of a holistic standpoint, then they're going to understand how those formulas will work and what they can do to impact the body. So, you know, gut health is everything. Healthy gut, healthy body. It really is. And cutting out gluten is a big thing, too. A big, big, big tip. Gluten is the protein found in most grains. So consider some of those, especially the cow's milk, dairy as well, the casein protein. That can build up an excess amount as well. Of course, yogurt and all of that from a goat source, those are very, very good choices to rebuild the flora. But watch out for the pasteurized, homogenized cow's milk. I'd lay low on that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.